Thank you for your tea. Really good. Thank you. And thank you for your presence. I really enjoy those who really have, good motivation. Then I also feel good, you know, to do something, sharing, you know, good. Connection is very important, right? Yeah. So I can make connected with you. So that's good. Yeah. I taught in Tibetan University when I was in Varanasi, in Tibetan, right? Yeah. So, those young Tibetan college, they come from college, and then the behavior totally different than monastery. They are like, even my class, in having class, they are reading some newspaper like that. And then I met really good student later. I walk out with them. We really good connection. Then I asked them, what's the news today? Then they filled you in. Then, yeah, whoever with the newspaper, then I asked them, what's the news? Can you share us? Then tomorrow, then after that. No. Yeah. Then finally, then I ask question after I finish my, then they're really good, you know. When we are doing exam, they're doing good. So later, when the beginning, they really hate me, I think. You know, this is really, and maybe later, they love me. They like me more. Yeah, it's like that. You know. Good. Do a little bit Guru Yoga again. Oh, today I want to do a little bit Shakyamuni's one, yeah? Karma Bus Namo Shakyamunaye. Do a little bit today. Remember Buddha. Okay. Namo Shakyamunaye. 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 Go. 간다 주주 동기 진된 나들 절로 먼저 와간 수다 등들을 등배 주게 잘 배기 선바로 두 번째 주들이지 뒤숨 산지 다음 주중 오르다 긴고로 계속 겹다 가진 송반 매배 빨대 라마다 배샵기 둘지마 매발하고 라도 두두구 배차 세신 겹수 지워 진결라 버릇에도 솔 오민주기 인기 보다네 뒤숨 산지 군기 오원이 랑숨주 구렁원숨 돈제베 자빌라메 샵라 구자자 강기달라 릭발라바다 뒤기 텐지 맹아진바다 Labasum da wanguru jin la be Ngoge lama nam la gujanza Palden zave lama rinpoche Dagi jivur beme de jula Kadin jimbo kone jesun de Kusun toki ngundu zedo So, the result of Mahamudra practice is very simple and more compassion that you can develop. That is good. That is the result of Mahamudra practice. And we have to be more flexible and be able to accept not only pleasant, unpleasant things, right? And even the death come to us, we have to be able to accept that. And not with forcefully, try to understand the nature and then be able to accept. That is the result. So soon or later, the death is waiting for us. That's the most scary thing if you have not enough practice, right? And if you have enough practice, then death is not scary things. We have many great masters says, "Chiwa, chiwa, mayinte, naljur sangjung kebain." Death is not death. This is kind of small. Attaining enlightenment through the death, right? So this Mahamudra is very helpful for facing those problem, right? Yeah. So we are developing more our openness and we have to be really good human being through the practicing of Mahamudra. We don't have, you know, those practitioners sometimes they practice entire their life when we meet that kind of people, their compassion is, we find out the lacking of compassion, lacking of understanding. They just become totally isolated person. Then that practice is not really. This is not about the practice. We have to become like Buddha, right? Nice. Openness. Yeah. When we're talking about retreat, the retreat is, this house is a retreat house. The mind is retreatant. Yeah. That, yeah. We have to able retreat within our body. Just being isolated from the people, that is not retreat. If that is retreat, then Gampopa says there are so many birds, monkey, isolated from people that live in jungle. Those are retreating or not? If you're not able to keep your mind retreat, the important one is mind. Right? Those lot of birds there, lot of animal there, isolated totally from people. Those are not retreating. So that your retreat house is your own body. Mind is retreatant. You have to manageable. Wherever you go, yeah. Wherever you go, wherever you deal with people, then that is not getting distracted from the anger and not too much desire. That's a really, really good. You are really good retreating then, wherever you go. Yeah. So this is all about the result of Mahamudra, right? And I found myself, I spent many practitioner, and then some practitioner, Vajrayana practitioner, even my friend, including my mom, my mother was also practitioner. And before she died, I asked her, do you want to donate your body to other people? She doesn't want. She believes something happened after she died. Right? Many misunderstanding going in Vajrayana practitioner also. So the self-important, you have expectation to get enlightenment for yourself, that is actually obstacle. So we have to be free from that. And if you are diverse, then donate for other is also very good, for my idea. And it's depend on you. If you think still your practice is good, I want to keep my body, not donate other, it's up to you. But I say, my friend, okay, all Vajrayana practitioner, one day they will not get any help from others because you all want to preserve your body. That's not good for my suggestion. Sometimes wrong interpretation is there, not only Buddhist, any other religion. So those are the problem. So as much as you develop your understanding of true nature, at the same time you have to develop compassion. Then your practice is Chosu Dowa. Dharma goes.
Dharma becomes the Dharma.
That's the danger. So the Gampopa met for Dharma of Gampopa. Otherwise, Dharma not become a Dharma. Get it? So always, yeah, be careful like that. So we don't have to judge others. Other, okay, but judge yourself. This is important. Do you have still self-cherishing or self-important? After you practice that much, So, right time, right teaching, anything could happen. Yeah, don't take too long. Yeah. So when Buddha gave his four noble truth teaching, for right time, right moment, right teacher, through the learning four noble truth, they got liberation. Right? It doesn't take so long, just a short that moment, they got liberation. Yeah. So we just keep going, keep practice, and sometimes we have to face hard life, okay? Keep going, keep practice, and then in this life, not happen anything, but bardo time, again, happen something. You don't have to save your body. Mind is intangible, it's not, you know, intangible, and is also impediment. Impediment? No. Unimpeded. Yeah. So don't have to worry. Yeah. If you have compassion, then that is realization. If you think about other sentient being, that is the result. When people say like that, then I give example of Buddha. Buddha's when he was a prince, right? Get Dangmu Lujin. Even he Namu Buddha. He gave his body to hungry tiger. That is example. So, after we die, if we small thing benefit other sentient being our part. What else you need then, right? It's a wonderful thing. Sometimes I think, oh, when I was driving, I die. Also good result. My part all will not destroy, but some part can benefit others. Therefore, I sign for organ donor. Yeah. And I change many lama too. They think they are some sad, but some my friend, they already, oh yes, your ideas. I say, look at Nyingdub Chenpo, how he did that, right? Yeah. But I could not change my mom because she think I'm his son. I know nothing. So very difficult to teach mom. And also I could not teach to my sister, elder sister, they think I'm baby always. Yeah. This is, I say, most difficult to teach your sister and mom. Yeah. Okay, that's the result. Yeah, more compassionate, more openness. Accept everything, not only pleasant, right? And you are most most happiest person at that moment. Otherwise, you're just expecting something good happen to you, then I'm happy, then it will never happen. Yeah. So, Reba? Yeah. I never met 16 Kamapo, but I met Rinpoche and my teacher, so anything, you know, happen to them, they're just happy, like that they can accept everything. So look like, you know, so, you know, that most happiness person is you have to accept everything. Then you're happy. Yeah. Is this from here? One person. Good. And our nervous system, right, when we go wherever, we have to meet people, our nervous system also comes from self-important, actually.
Nervousness.
Yeah, good. Our nervousness also comes from self-important. Then we cannot perform whatever we do. And I have very big problem when I was young. And when I was young, I cannot face in front of people. And when we are talking, talk, we have to sing. And I just shaking like that, cannot perform properly. And then my teacher, he passed away. And then he saw that. Then he says, I'm so humble, I say, I cannot do this. Then he says, no, you have big, big, big ego. That's why you cannot do this. You want to do something best, better. And then you worry about yourself. Something happened, then, oh, I cannot face. That's the problem. Oh, yes, it is. You know, we just shy, like, we want to be something, you know, better. This is self-important. This is obstacle. This is our pride. Seemingly, oh, no pride, humble, not like that. It's pride, hidden there. Therefore, you want to be something nice, then you worry about yourself. He pointed out that. After that, I realized that I'm free then. Yeah, that's it. Our nervousness system comes from self. Our nervousness comes from self-important and pride, actually. So Mahamudra, you have to work on that. So he was right. Then it's because of his blessing. Then after that, I can sing, even Rinpoche's, I can make joke, like that, you know. Very helpful for me. So therefore, I mean, that if you have that small understanding of Mahamudra, it's very easy to accept everything. Whatever happened, happen. Let it happen. Okay, now ready? You have to listen my English. Perfect English. Mm-hmm. So please listen with a good motivation, right? And you just visualize, and I mean, receiving from Kenpo Kangshir, yeah, with a good motivation, then you can get something really important. So, as I mentioned earlier, first time you read this, you get something. Second time you read something with the devotion, you get something. And Mipham Rinpoche is a really great master, and I saw his life story. And he said, when he first time read in Tantra. Tantra teaching. He have not kind of, he doesn't arise the devotion, something he doubts, something like that. But he made something special, like not blaming the Tantra. He blame himself. He's ignorant. Then he make more aspiration. May I understand in future clearly, like that. Then he says, oh, that because of that now, then finally he got the meaning, you know. So therefore, sometimes we read that, we we start to blame, oh, this I don't make sense, not like that. You, because of your ignorance, you could not understand that, right? So you cannot blame the teacher, the instruction. Maybe you read next time, you will make sense. Like I say, difficult to mention your guru's name. It doesn't make sense when past time. The later, oh, yes, it is. So now I have not that, but small things, whenever I try to mention, yeah, I have feelings there, small. Yeah. So Guru Yoga is also part of your realization. Yeah. And Milarepa's Gampopa received all the teaching from Milarepa, then later Gampopa's, this long story, then he said, try to meditate, sustain your meditation wherever you go. And one day, when you get that realization, you will see me, this old person, as a Buddha. Yeah, so it doesn't have to be right moment, oh, you can see your teacher as a Buddha. Not like that. Maybe later you keep practice, and one day it happened to me when I was with my teacher. I have my certain amount of devotion, but now I have more devotion towards my teacher and those guru. Makes sense, you know. It's a little bit developed. This is also part of realization. Devotion is cannot teach. You have to develop by yourself. Mm-hmm. A person who has one disturbing emotion will also, yeah, you get it?
Page
can you?
229. A
person who has one disturbing emotion will also possess the others, yes. But due to the differences in people, this is very important coming today point. Of course, everything is very important, his teaching. But here, especially for Vajrayana practice, we have some doubt and confusion. So you can purify from this later. But due to difference in people, some will have more anger, some more stinginess, some more dullness, some more desire, some more envy, and some will have a greater portion of pride. That is where there are different type of Buddha's family, right? Five family Buddha, you see here. So those five family Buddha is, essence of five poison, actually, five destructive emotion. So therefore, this is why it happened. So here it's very clear. That is where there are different type of Buddha families. The disturbing emotion of anger is an agitated, right, state of mind caused by painful sensation based on an unpleasant object. Yeah, these are very simple. I don't have to repeat. Stinginess is inability to give away to others some attractive object because of retaining a tight clinging to owning it. Yeah. Dullness is like a drunkenness and is the root of all evil. So it's kind of ignorant. Dimuk, we call it sometimes dullness, sometimes dimuk. Yeah, ignorant. Ignorance. It is a lack of recognizing one's essence, and it obscures the nature of things. Desire is to accept, long for, and feel attached to pleasant things like a sight of sounds, and so forth. In particular, carnal lust for the union of male and female is the primary attachment. Envy is to reject and therefore disapprove of the virtues of someone who is higher than or equal to oneself. Envy. Pride is to regard others as lower and to feel superior in either religious or mundane matter. You always compete others, then you think you are better. These six disturbing emotions create the cause for the existence of the six classes of beings. So therefore we practice jhanasi, right? So six syllable, om, ma, ni, pe, me, hung. So each syllable is purity of destructive emotion. Purify and purity, dakba. Purify, yes, you're right. Purify, and that is purity also. That purity, purify. Then purify, it's wonderful. Om is purity of pride, like that. Then it will purify those destructive emotions. Therefore, Om Mani Padme Hum is so important in this compassion mantra. These six disturbing emotions create the cause for the existence of six classes of being, such as rebirth in the hells through predominant anger. Whenever one of them arises, this is the method how we pacify those destructive emotions. Whenever one of them arises, you must recognize it immediately. When recognizing it, here is the really important thing. When recognizing it, don't reject it. And don't accept it means, you know, when I say you accepting here, don't accept means you without recognition, you accept, then you will indulge. Mm. Then that is problem. Oh, I accept the anger. I'm angry now. Not like that. So here is tricky. Yesterday I say the Dharmakaya, Vajradhara is Dharmakaya or Sambhogakaya. You have to know what is. Then it's, yeah. So when you recognize it, don't reject it and don't accept it. Just rest in naturalness means I express again and again. You accept it means you understand the nature of anger and you cannot find any entity, any reification. That is your accepting, actually. Accepting without, what you say, reification. When you reification, muzin, zimba, take it away, inji. Okay. Give me A. get it's very difficult to get it. You must recognize it, and immediately when you're recognizing it, don't reject it, don't accept it, just rest in naturalness, looking into that particular disturbing emotion. At that time, at the same moment, it is self-liberated, you see. Self-liberation is extremely important. So you see, here again, I want to remind you, of course, you study Mahamudra, so, and I like the analogy how they use, you know, self-liberation is like the tying, the snake, you see.
Uncoiling. The snake is tied in
the
knot.
No, yeah. Uncoiling?
Yeah.
Uncoiling or untying.
Yeah. Untying itself.
Untying itself.
This is the example. It's beautiful. Yeah? Can you say again?
It's this even if a snake is wrapped up and all coiled up in a ball, it can easily untie.
Untying. No, they don't need our help. Right? So self-liberation is like that. You have to liberate from yourself. No need Buddha's help. Buddha cannot do, actually. Self-liberation. It's very important. Like a snake, how you call it? Knot?
A snake could be tied in a knot, but he can untie
himself.
Or uncoil himself.
Uncoil himself, yeah. Same moment, self-liberated. And it called marrow-like wisdom, you see. Those five desire or five destructive emotion or five clashes is five wisdom. Yeah. So this is marrow-like wisdom now. Which one? Emotion, disturbing emotion, yeah, particular disturbing emotion. At the same moment, it self-liberated and it called marrow-like wisdom, etc. This is mentioned is a song from the second tertiary of Ratnalingpa. So this is song of realization. Yeah. So here, very beautiful, like angry. Is marrow-like wisdom, like that. Melong yeshe. In Tibetan is melong yeshe. Yeah, marrow-like wisdom. The essence of your angry mind is clear awareness, bright and empty. The moment you recognize it, this nature is called marrow-like wisdom. Young maid, let's rest in the natural state. If you have that realization, don't have to worry, you know. The anger, you can relax on the anger. You're making friend and, you know, don't have to worry then. You can rest on that. That will appear as a marrow-like wisdom. The essence of your Tao mind is clear self-awareness. Wide open the moment you look into your natural face. This vital nature is called Dharma Dhatu, Chuing Yeshe, wisdom. Young maid, let's rest in the natural state. Again, another. The essence of your proud mind is unfolding of self-awareness, naturally empty. The moment you rest, looking into your natural face. This state is called the wisdom of equality. Young maid, so equality, right? And I would like to remind you again, for the Lojong, right? Arising bodhicitta, we need Lojong practice. So I have been told you study Lojong. Please keep it always Lojong, Okay? Lojong is the most important. Just don't, of course, we have to have that Mahamudra realization, right? But without Lojong, you cannot get enlightenment. You can liberate from samsara, but you can rest on nirvana, means one stream, tajik. Yeah. So, and then also, you see, loving kindness, compassion, and then joy, temeshi, joy, and then equanimity. So, equanimity is, you know, right? Yesterday I say, the two dog there, and you are another, then you want to feed your dog fast, right? Your pet dog, you want to feed fast. Other one is not so much care. You don't want to care others so much. You can care, but later, second round, like that. So this is not equanimity. Equanimity is really allow us later equality wisdom. That then the Buddha has same like some here Zenden Tiu, yeah, in way of Bodhisattva says Zenden Tiu Tsungbala, means from other side somebody offering him sandalwood, very beautiful smell, and other side with the weapon. Tiu means Tari Chung Chung Lakala.
Oh, an axe.
Try to harm him. Buddha has equality. Both them. No more, I'm happy, thank you. Not saying, get out. Not like that. We will say, God. Yeah, if someone comes with the axe harming you, then we will have something. Reaction is there. But Buddha's not like that. So, actually, Buddha's loving kindness can change immediately. You see, when people really get angry, then you try to compassion and loving kindness. He get that immediately, the message. We have really amazing sense, actually, in human. And all sentient beings, they have that. Yeah. So here, equality is through the practice of four measurable practice. It will allow us get equanimity, I mean equality wisdom later. So the Lojong is very, very important. That will lead us humanity. Provoke our humanity up. Yeah. And make better and better person. Better and better person, then one day we can become Bodhisattva, one day we can become Buddha, like that. Young maid, let's rest in the natural state. The essence of your lustful mind is attachment for sure. The state of empty bliss, the moment you sustain it without clinging, this nature is called discriminating wisdom. Young maid, let's rest in the natural state. I'm jumping. Okay, last one. Lasso, kill Jurdwe. Oh.
So there's one more verse.
Called discriminating wisdom, Yamed, last rest in the natural
state.
You also don't get it? Translation? English here?
Yeah.
Oh, then can you translate then? Then please, can you translate it?
Yeah, the last is the essence of your envious mind is dualistic fixation, the state of naked liberation the moment you rest. This nature is called accomplishment wisdom.
Yeah, accomplishment.
Young maid, let's rest.
Yeah. Yes. We have.
Okay.
Can you repeat?
Okay.
Use the mic, please.
Okay. The essence of your envious mind is dualistic fixation. The state of naked liberation
the moment you rest. This nature is called the wisdom of accomplishment. Young maid, let's rest in the natural state.
Good. It's very helpful. Thank you. Why he forget? then we already printed that. How many books they all get that, you know? Very lucky. Thank you. Can you give me this? Then later, when next time I teach, then, whoa! Support of Tracy. I got it. Like that. I also didn't notice, really. I taught many times this one. Why I not, did not, didn't realize, you see?
Tracy,
oh.
Can you say one more time?
Okay. No, two more times. Yeah, this is our here, main.
The essence of your envious mind is dualistic fixation. The state of naked liberation, the moment you rest. This nature is called the wisdom of accomplishment. The last line is the same for all the verses.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll wait a few minutes. Eric Pemukunsan translated this. He had a little bit of disease nowadays. His head, something, he forget. Yeah, maybe, yeah. Go Demba Jeji too. Yes.
Chichina Pachin Kangi
Nortunjin.
Maybe it was just a printing error and it fell off.
Because the translator always support each other.
Yeah.
We don't. Yeah.
I guess
my
version is
correct. Yeah. You see, really? He's a printer there, then he will say, no, we did correct. Confrontation.
Or maybe he had a version of the text that, you know, didn't have that verse. Mm-hmm. Also very possible.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Then I will continue now, okay? A little bit further more. That is how it is. Yeah. But if you regard disturbing emotion as a fault and reject them, you see, they may be temporarily superset,
suppressed.
Oh, not superset. Suppressed. What is suppressed?
Gonun.
Yeah. I thought superset. I thought, I'm always thinking, we superset that. See, totally. Different. Yeah, so this is my ignorance. Temporarily, suppressed. Means gonun. Suppressed. You see, again, press. Suppressed. But not cut from their root. Then, consequently, at some point, the poisonous remnant will reemerge. Yeah. As is the case of mundane dhyana state. So, mundane dhyana state means, I will explain a little bit about samdhe. So, those without wisdom, right? Mundane dhyana samdhin, and without wisdom, without understanding of true nature, and they meditate, and then they can suppressed their core klesha through that, and then that meditation allows them to take rebirth in Brahma's place, Sangba, Brahma's realm. But we're lacking of understanding of true nature, I mean selflessness, lacking of selflessness and understanding of all the true nature of phenomena, then again they have to come back in the world, this mundane. So that's the case. You get it? Diana, good. You practice turn into, okay, suppressed. Huh? Can you say?
Suppressed.
Yeah, suppressed. Oh, okay, now got it.
Ta depa re.
La so. Tami depa.
Du depa.
La so.
Suppressed.
On the one hand, when you regard disturbing emotion as emptiness, your practice turns into taking emptiness as a path and not the disturbing emotion. So here is again, you see, here is the how we approach antidote to emotion, right? So if you taking path as an emptiness, or fast, you empty fast, then you think through that you can eradicate that emotion. Actually, this is good, but this is not the main message. This is not main message from here. So you don't have to empty fast, not like that. Directly you can see the nature of anger. Look at directly, negatively, that anger will pass. So this is little different, right? So you have to know that. Get it?
I think so. What you're saying is that if we have maybe an intellectual understanding of emptiness,
yeah. Yes, yes.
Going to help us. Well, in some ways, we're going to ignore the anger, but
yeah.
It's still there.
Yeah,
That's not the way.
That's the not way. Yeah. That's the not way. This the main, his instruction. Just okay. Don't have to worry about anger. If you worry, then all of us you empty, think about empty, and ideology. No. You have that word or not?
Yeah.
How can you say again that
ideology.
One? Yeah. That ideology is not good. Taking emptiness.
Okay.
That idea, using that
idea.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Idea. Idea, yeah. Mm. So directly we have to look at the emotion. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Your practice turned into taking emptiness as a path and not the disturbing emotion. Thus, your practice doesn't become the short path, yeah. The special quality of mantra, on the other hand, if you indulge in disturbing emotion, that's also danger, right? You just, accepting everything. It doesn't mean that, you indulge within that. It's not like that. On the other hand, if you indulge in the disturbing emotion, thinking they are something concrete, it's takbo, solid.
Mm-hmm.
Concrete, it is like eating a poisonous, eating a poisonous plant, and is the cause that bind you to samsara. Yeah. Just like the how you read?
Copulation.
Yeah, yeah. Copulation of ordinary people. For this reason, just a poison can be extracted, right? From a poisonous plant and taken as a medicine. So you see, if you look at directly and then go to essence, and when you not find any, I say, it's really true. Underline of anger, if you go directly, that then underline of anger, there is loving kindness. Therefore, there's a mirror like wisdom. Get it? So therefore, it's, yeah. And so therefore, it is poison, but you can transform at a medicine. Like a medicine, like a mirror like wisdom. As a medicine, the special quality of this teaching, yeah, lies in fact that, right? That any disturbing emotion that may arise is wisdom, like five wisdom. The moment you relax in naturalness, look directly into it. Don't deliberately reject it. Regard it as a fault. Indulge in it concretely, or regard it as a virtue. Beyond this, if you are interested in the system of direct instruction, such as the teachings on the path of mean, you must learn them in detail from the oral instruction of your master. Okay, I want to stop here. The Bardo status we can... Yes.
Well, what you just read,
mm-hmm.
as the story of Milarepa in the cave with the demons,
mm-hmm.
pretty much what you
mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Okay, then afternoon, Bardo. Yeah, then good.